KJAN Sports.
And at 7:18, it is time for a check of sports. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, the 59th Annual Tournament of Champions Golf Tournament began its three-day run yesterday in Atlantic at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, appropriately enough. The tournament is an invite-only event for club champions and runners-up from around the state, along with the past champions of the event and returning top finishers. There are three different divisions that are in the running, and that is include the Open Division, Senior Division, those 50 and older, and Super Senior Division, those age 65. And up. A number of local players compete in the tournament each year, and a local golfer will be back to defend his title from last year. That's Alex Beierlein of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. He was the 2016 Open Division winner. And tee times today get underway at 8:30 at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club for the 59th Annual Tournament of Champions. You can go to our sports page at kjan.com and click on the link to see the pairings, who's up first, and listen to AM 1220 and FM 101.1 for live coverage all day today. You can listen online at kjan.com and on our mobile apps as well, and check out the sports page for scoring updates. Jim Field will be keeping that updated throughout the day as well. Now, yesterday, at the end of day one of action at the Tournament of Champions in the Championship Division, Evan Schuler, the past champion, was at the top of the leaderboard at one under par. Steve Davey from Majestic Hills Golf Course was in second place at one under par. Also in third place, actually, they were tied. Evan Schuler and Steve Davey were tied. And Jake Olson of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club was in third place. He shot a one over par. Andrew Martin from Nishna Hills was two over with a score of 71. Jeff Goody, Jared Koch, Nathan Miller, and Ron Peterson all were tied for fifth place with scores of 72 after day one. That's three over par. In the senior division, past champion Del Miller was in the lead at the end of day one with an eagle, score of 69. In second place was past champion Rick Thompson, who was two over with a 71. Jim Wood of Red Oak Country Club was in third place with a 73. That's four over. And tied for fourth was Darren Baker, also a past champion, and John Wilmore, another past champion, and Steve Chapman with the trainer rec area. Those men shot a 74 in the senior division, which was good for five over. And in the super senior division, Claremont Country Club's Jim Rademski shot a 77 on day one, 8 over par, to put him in first place. Arnie Leistead, the past champion, shot a 79, which was 10 over. Gaylord Schelling of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club shot an 80 after day one, bringing his score to 11 over par. Also tied for third place, along with Gaylord, was Frank Gonsoli from the Mount Air Golf and Country Club and Jim Mullinex of Shadow Valley. All those men shot an 80, and that's 11 over par. Listen again this morning for more updates from the Tournament of Champions. Taking a look now at baseball news, the Chicago Cubs stayed one game ahead of St. Louis in the NL Central as John Lackey won his fifth straight start by working into the sixth inning of an 8-3 trouncing of the Diamondbacks. Lackey allowed three runs and four hits, including Paul Goldschmidt's home run that chased him with one out in the sixth. Kyle Schwarber and Alex Avila hit consecutive home runs off of Taijuan Walker to start the sixth inning, one inning after David Peralta's two-run shot cut Chicago's lead 3-2. It's now a seven-game winning streak for the Cardinals after Paul DeJong and Randall Grichuk carried the St. Louis offense in an 8-5 downing of the Braves. DeJong drove in three runs with a pair of doubles, while Grichuk contributed two hits and two ribbies. And Cardinals starter Adam Wainwright went five innings and retired his final eight batters after pinching out of a no-out, bases-loaded jam in the third inning. Tim Anderson hit a two-run homer to cap a fourth-run seventh as the White Sox send the Royals to their fifth straight loss, 6-3. Kansas City dropped five games back in the AL Central. The Reds jumped out to a 10-2 lead before surviving Milwaukee's seven-run sixth inning in an 11-10 win over the Brewers. The Brewers wasted a three-run blast by Marcus Thames and dropped their sixth in a row to fall into a third-place tie with the Pirates in the NL Central. The Minnesota Twins kept pace with the Indians as Max Kepler and Eddie Rosario each had three hits and three RBIs in a 9-4 rout of Detroit. Minnesota received 4 1/3 innings of shutout relief in its sixth consecutive win. Carlos Carrasco struck out 10, while giving up just two hits over eight innings of an Indians 5-0 shutout of the Rays. The Indians won for the second time in six games to keep their 3.5-game lead over Minnesota in the AL Central. The Yankees couldn't touch Eduardo Rodriguez last night, but they had no trouble against Addison Reed and Joe Kelly. The Yanks are a little closer to first place in the AL East after scoring five times in the eighth inning to beat the division-leading Red Sox 5-4. The outcome gets the Yankees within 3.5 game of the Bo Sox, with two games remaining in the series. Jameson Taillon struck out seven and allowed two runs over six innings as Pittsburgh doubled up Toronto yesterday, 4-2. The Angels put together a four-run seventh inning and added an eight-inning run to beat the Mariners 6-5 in Seattle. John Segura's throwing error allowed Mike Trout to score the tie-breaking run, leaving the Angels and Mariners a half game behind Minnesota for the second AL wildcard berth. Giancarlo Stanton smacked his major league-leading 40th home run, and the Marlins scored three times in the eighth to earn a 6-3 victory against the Rockies. The Rockies stayed 16 games behind the first-place Dodgers in the NL West. The Padres were 4-3 winners over the Dodgers behind Jose Perella's tie-breaking homer leading off the eighth. The Astros continued their free fall as Cole Hamels worked seven shutout innings to help the Rangers send Houston to a 10th loss in 13 games, 6-4. The Oakland Athletics scored twice in the eighth inning to beat the Orioles 5-4. Oakland dealt Baltimore its third loss in four games. Ahmed Rosario's first major league homer was a tie-breaking solo blast in the ninth inning that lifted the Mets past the Phillies 7-6. The Nationals and Giants were postponed by rain in Washington and will make it up on Sunday. The fans were told of the rainout about a half an hour after the Giants were notified. In baseball news, the Marlins appear to have settled on a buyer. A person familiar with the negotiation says the team has told Major League Baseball it intends to sign an agreement to sell the team to a group that includes former Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter. The person said MLB was told owner Jeffrey Loria's sale price will be about $1.2 billion to the group, which includes more than 10 entities. Venture capitalist Bruce Sherman would serve as the controlling owner. Jeter would be in charge of baseball operations, and the Marlins told the MLB they intend to sign the agreement on Friday night, or they intended to anyway. Boston second baseman Dustin Pedroia could be headed to the disabled list for the third time this season due to a recurring left knee injury. Pedroia went 0-4 as a designated hitter Wednesday at Tampa Bay, his first game since July 28th. The knee was too inflamed for him to play Friday night in the AL East leaders at Yankee Stadium. Leading manager John Farrell said another trip to the DL was possible. Meanwhile, David Price threw in the outfield from 120 feet and then threw more intensely from 60 feet on flat ground, including breaking balls. The Mariners will likely be without left-handed James Paxton for at least 3 weeks because of a pectoral strain. Paxton was put on the 10-day disabled list Friday, a day after he was pulled in the seventh inning of his start against the Angels. And the Yankees have placed pitcher C.C. Sabathia on the 10-day DL because of right knee inflammation, and they recalled lefty Jordan Montgomery. Sabathia allowed four runs over three innings in his last start Tuesday at Toronto, leaving the game early because of knee pain. Montgomery will likely take Sabathia's scheduled start tomorrow against the Boston Red Sox. That is a check of sports this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.